Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Today in Cleveland, a 3-month exhibit is opening to remind people of the horrors of the Holocaust. Through a collection of string instruments that have been mostly silent for the last 7 decades, the Violins of Hope were once owned by the inmates of Nazi concentration camps. David C. Barnett from Here and Now contributor WCPN in Cleveland has the story behind the instruments.
Clevelander Stanley Bernath got his first look at the Mauthausen concentration camp in Austria through the slats of a cattle car in 1944. A teenager at the time, Bernath says he and his fellow Jewish prisoners were yanked off the train. Some were beaten, others shot as they marched to the front gate.
As we entered, a symphonic orchestra was playing Beethoven. It was an unbelievable sight. People were being killed and beaten, and there's an orchestra playing.
That's a story that Israeli violin maker Amnon Weinstein has heard before. The first time was 50 years ago when a man brought a battered old instrument into his shop in Tel Aviv and told Weinstein the violin had once been played in a death camp.
It took me time to begin to touch something like that, and I asked him a lot of questions. And from him I know a lot of things about how they played, where they played and everything. One violin that I got it in the beginning, I was very afraid of that. I did it, and I didn't want to continue. I could not. Because first of all, when I opened this violin, there was a black powder inside, which for me was from the ashes. And I know it from the man who played on it. He played on the way to the gas chamber.
For Weinstein, that instrument was a chilling reminder of all the relatives he had lost in those prison camps. And for the last 20 years, he's been on a quest to collect and repair violins of the Holocaust.
Okay.
Weinstein's Tel Aviv shop is filled with violins, violas, and cellos in various states of repair. And he reckons he's restored about 60 instruments so far. About a third of his collection, called the Violins of Hope, has come to Cleveland for an exhibition at the Maltz Museum of Jewish Heritage. Weinstein is pleased that hundreds of people will get the chance to see these historic instruments up close. But he's really excited about a series of concerts in which performers will play his restored violins.
Violin have to speak. And the most important part of the life of a violin is to be played in concert. And then they can tell stories. You can hear history.
A scratchy 1944 Nazi propaganda film of a staged concert at Theresienstadt in Czechoslovakia is one of the few recordings of music performed in a concentration camp. Jay Geller says the ability to play an instrument saved some prisoners from the gas chambers. Geller is co-teaching a class in Holocaust art and history at Case Western Reserve University this fall.
Being a musician and selected to play in a camp orchestra was a highly prized position. They were, if you will, the prize cattle.
Peter Otto was one of 21 members of the Cleveland Orchestra who got to play one of the Violins of Hope in concert this past weekend. For Otto, the relationship between a musician and his or her instrument is deeply personal. He rested the scroll of the violin gently against his cheek and tried to imagine its previous owner.
I'm right now holding something in my hand that someone at some point cared very deeply for, and that hopefully gave this person some sort of, I don't want to say peace, but even if it's just a way to express their suffering.
For Amnon Weinstein, each violin is like a memorial.
If to one part of my family or memorial for the 6 million people, but this is a forest of sounds for all those people. And this is very, very important.
And Weinstein says that's why he continues to look for more violins to bring back to life.
Now the next step is going to close it.
For Here and Now, I'm David C. Barnett in Cleveland.
Sounds like a very powerful exhibit in Cleveland.
I needed that.
Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. This is Here and Now.